the logo for Colonial Bread, and Colonial is good bread. And that people would come around to the house. It'd be the flower lady, mm-hmm. who during this time of year would bring by what we call daffodils, but which I have been coming to call jonquils because I like the name, because I'm using it in a novel that I've been getting together for too long now. Then there was the milk and egg lady, and the ice man, and of course the milkman who would come daily. Mm-hmm. And all of this, you know, you think of more as a country type thing. I mean, it's not that the milkman comes to a farm, because the farm had its own cow. Mm-hmm. I mean, the farm that I visited, Goshen Plantation, of course, that the cow was milked twice a day.
Yeah.
And of course, that I helped participate in, say, things like dehorning calves. Mm. I think you might be right. The people, at least when I was growing up, had a much closer contact with the country and the country way of life than they do today, for instance.
That's kind of interesting. I have to go to the
bathroom. I'd like another beer, if I may.
Terrific.
Hand-tooled millwork and fireplace. I mean, just, you know, it became quite an elegant house. And I was thinking, my God, I wonder if my father was a war profiteer. You know, those things come up.
Yeah, right. Well, this is, I tell you, I'm going about this interview in a very leisurely, flat fashion. And we're not making very good progress at all. But I think that your anecdotes and the things you're saying are more interesting and more profitable than just, you know, pushing through the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to take a while. I can tell. I don't know. We're not going to get it very far.
What time is it now? Do you know offhand?
I don't know. Let me take a look.
Do you want me to cut the tape?
No.
Or maybe recite a line or two of verse so that we won't have any dead air.
So we don't waste the tape. It's almost 10:30 now.
Uh-huh. But I had better go before too long, because I've got to get up early tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want to... do you have an early class or something?
No, not a particular early class, but I have a few little things which I feel like I've got to do before I face them in the morning.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, now the next whole bunch of questions here has to do with old-fashioned farm-type things.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we'll go through that a little quicker. I don't know. Maybe we won't.
There'll probably be a lot of I don't knows or something
right,
like that.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. I would imagine that'd be true of you and of other people who live in the city all their lives.
Uh-huh.
You know. Let me see. We've talked about the house, and we talked about barns and different kinds of barns, and you talked about those and different kinds of outhouses and so on and so forth. Let me see. If you have a lot of hay out in the field, that's and you have too much of it to get. To get inside the barn, and it's piled up outside the barn. What do you call that?
Those haystacks.
The haystack. Are there any other names for that, for a haystack?
Well, not that I know of. That I know of some people who go ahead and bale them, and then stack the bales.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even then, the stacked bales are known as, they call them haystack, but that's something which I've just picked up recently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does it make any difference in its